High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We've got our third game of the day as a Class D2 matchup here in the first day of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. We've got the Giltner Hornets making their first ever trip to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, getting set to take on the Falcons out of Elkhorn Valley. I'm Mike Willick, all the play-by-play for you tonight here on the Breeze. Giltner coming in, a record of 16 wins and 7 losses on the season. Giltner has won their last 6 ball games in a row. They beat Heartland Lutheran and Silver Lake during their sub-district tournament this year. They beat Heartland Lutheran 56-26. They beat Silver Lake by the score of 67-47. And then they won over Litchfield in the district championship a week ago to get here, winning by the score of 53-26. So Giltner 16-7 on the season. They're members of the Crossroads Conference. Again, they're making their first appearance here in the state tournament. A team that's averaging 47 points per ball game on offense, giving up 36.5 on the defensive end. They see a team tonight in Elkhorn Valley. This is a team from up around the Tilden area. They compete in the Northeast Nebraska Conference. And Elkhorn Valley is a team that has lost 3 out of their last 6 ball games. They dropped a couple of ball games right at the end of the season, losing to Crofton 70-56, and they lost to Lindsay Holy Family 56-46. They also lost in their district championship game to Howells by the score of 57-50. So this is one of the 2 wild cards in Class D2. They're gaining entry into the state tournament this year. Their other loss was way back in the 3rd ball game of the season. They dropped an overtime decision to Crofton by the score of 63-57. In between all that, they had a huge winning streak there for Elkhorn Valley as they rattled off a bunch of wins before dropping 3 out of their last 6. So they are 22-4 in the season. A team that is averaging 52.4 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 39.3 on the defensive end. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, New Tech Seed. Your yield leader will come back and get some more pregame information as we continue right after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mike Will back at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln tonight. We move from Pershing Auditorium where we were for our preceding ball games, and now we're out here at Lincoln Southwest High School. So we get set for Class D2 action here tonight. We talked about that long winning streak for Elkhorn Valley. It numbered 17 games right there in the bulk of the season before they dropped the ball game to Crofton. So they've got 2 losses to Crofton this year. A win over Lindsay Holy Family and a loss to Lindsay Holy Family, and then they lost to Howells during the district championship ball game by 7 points at 57-50. So it's going to be a huge task tonight for the Giltner Hornets, but Giltner playing their best basketball here at the end of the season. They have won 6 games in a row, wins over Dorchester, Silver Lake, Hampton, Heartland Lutheran, Silver Lake, and Litchfield. This is a matchup of the number 2-seeded Falcons and the number 7-seeded Hornets here tonight. Plenty of basketball played around the city of Lincoln earlier today. We'll get you up to date on the scores before we get to the tip-off here tonight. In Class A, Omaha Central has beaten Fremont by a score of 59-44. Papillion-La Vista South over Lincoln Northeast today, 58-41. Games going on tonight at the Sports Center, tipping off at 7. Lincoln Southeast against Lincoln Southwest. And at 8:45 tonight, Columbus will play Bellevue East. Class B, you've got Gretna with a win today as they blew out Elkhorn South on a score of 65-23. Beatrice beating Grand Island Northwest today 51-34. All games going on tonight at Pershing. You've got the top-seeded and number one-ranked Seward Blue Jays looking for their 99th straight win here tonight as they take on McCook at a 7 o'clock ball game. That'll be followed up by Holdridge up against the squad from Norris down there at Pershing. Class C1 semifinals are now set tomorrow. Boone Central beat Columbus SCOTUS today. Final score of 22-19. Minden came from 12 points down at halftime to down Hershey 60-54. It was the top-seeded Shadron Cardinals today getting by Lincoln Christian in overtime, 51-49, and Sandy Creek disposed of Concordia, winning by a score of 58-41. So in the semifinals tomorrow at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at 9, it'll be Boone Central against Minden, followed by Shadron against Sandy Creek. We'll have the Minden game for you tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR beginning at 8:50. We'll have the Shadron and Sandy Creek ball game for you right here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning at about 10:30 tomorrow morning. The other scores, North Platte St. Pat's beat Blue Hill today 47-34. They'll play Crofton in the semifinals tomorrow at 2 at Pershing. Crofton beat Shelby Rising City 48-46. Tonight, Lutheran High Northeast will play Weeping Water, and it'll be Pender against Homer. Class D1 from earlier today, it was Guardian Angel Central Catholic over Amherst by a score of 54-46. Guardian Angels will get Friend in the semifinals tomorrow. Friend got by Exeter Milligan, 37-36. Bottom half of the bracket this afternoon at Lincoln Southwest, it was Hitchcock County over Sand Hills Thetford, 55-45. Humphrey beat St. Mary's, 56-39. Other scores in D2, it was Lindsay Holy Family, 67, Hayes Springs, 25, and Howells beat Ansley, 56-32. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on the Breeze. So the playing of the national anthem here by the Elkhorn Valley Marching Band as we get set for Class D2 football, or D2 basketball here this evening on the Breeze. Tell you what, not a whole lot of people left in the town of Giltner tonight. Good crowd on hand from Giltner as they watch the girls compete here in the state tournament for the first time ever as the Hornets get set to take on the Falcons out of Elkhorn Valley. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on the Breeze. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln at Lincoln Southwest tonight. Class D2 action between Giltner and Elkhorn Valley. Starting lineups for the Falcons of Elkhorn Valley, they'll go with Jennifer Crabb, who's a 5'4" senior. She's averaging 2.5 points, 1.5 rebounds per game. Holly Dietrich is a 6-foot senior, averaging 14.7 points and 5.1 rebounds per game. Sonia Legate is a 5'9" senior, averaging 8 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Lisa Henselite is a 6-foot junior, averaging 5.9 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. And Cammie Oslagle is a 5'8" senior, averaging 17 points and 6.5 rebounds per ball game. Again, Elkhorn is a team that's averaging 52.4 points per ball game in offense, giving up 39.3 on the defensive end. Giltner goes with Randy Jensen, a 5'6" junior, averaging 1.7 points and 1 rebound per game. Darby Henricks, a 5'8" sophomore, who's averaging 6.9 points and 4 rebounds per game. Jordan Beek is a 5'7" junior. Beek is averaging 4.3 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Abby Preisler is a 5'9" junior, averaging 12 points and 9.7 rebounds per game. And Danny Most, a 5'8" sophomore, averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds per game. Giltner averages 47 points per ball game on offense, 36 on defense. As you notice on the Giltner roster and the Giltner starters, no seniors in the starting lineup for Giltner tonight. And there's only one senior on the entire team. That's a Caitlin Hosier. So Giltner is going to be a team to be reckoned with here for the next couple of years as they make their trip to the Girls State Tournament for the first time ever here tonight. Your starting lineups and your pregame show brought to you tonight by New Tech Seeds. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Ball game is underway. Giltner controls the opening tip. We'll shoot to our basket to our right. And immediately we got a foul call. That's driving for the hole. Was it Darby Henricks there for Giltner? And the personal foul is going to be whistled up there against Elkhorn Valley. It's going to go on Holly Dietrich. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on the Falcons. They inbound the ball. Here's a shot taken there by Preisler. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Elkhorn Valley. Giltner is dressed in their black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the orange and the white. Green and white for the Falcons out of Elkhorn Valley here tonight. The white uniforms with their green trim and the green numerals. Elkhorn Valley shoots to our basket to our left as we view it here from the court at Lincoln Southwest High School here tonight for Class D2 tournament action in the Girls State Tournament. They lob the ball down low. It's deflected away from Dietrich. Ball is loose. It comes out here on the wing and is picked up here by Giltner. It's going to be the first turnover on Elkhorn Valley in the ball game. The Hornets come back the other way. Danny Most, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be short, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up there, no good by Preisler. And the rebound comes down to Elkhorn Valley. That's Cammie Oschlagel with the ball, and she comes into the forecourt. There's a feed over to the right side. That's Jennifer Crabb with it now. Giltner's going to start off with a zone defense down in the corner. Oschlagel puts it up there from 15. It's off of the front iron, no good. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Giltner basketball. Just underway here tonight. Game number 3 for us today here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Blue Hill losing earlier today, Sandy Creek winning, and the ball game just completed down at Pershing. Just underway here with Giltner and Elkhorn Valley. No score when the first quarter of play. There's a lob inside to Beek. Turnaround jumper good. Jordan Beek scores in the lane there for Giltner, and the Hornets go out on top by a score of 2-0. Now Giltner applies some pressure back here in backcourt. Elkhorn Valley will bring things up. Dribbling right in the center of the floor, bringing the ball up is going to be Oschlagel. Oschlagel has got it into the forecourt now. She works it over here on the left side of the lane. Down in the corner, there's a shot taken by Henselite. It's up there at in. A three-pointer by Lisa Henselite. Scoring there for Elkhorn Valley. The Falcons go out on top by a score of 3-2. Giltner coming back. Here's Danny Most down here in the baseline. The ball's going to be tipped away from Jansen out of bounds. Most goes down to Randy Jansen, who is sizing up the three-pointer deep in the corner on the left side. The ball tipped out of bounds. And Giltner will play things in. That's a Randy Jansen with the ball looking to key things in. She does out here in three-point territory. Danny Most has got it. Most brings it across the top over there on the left side to Henricks with the ball. There's a pass down low. They get it down there to Preisler, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Preisler goes up for the shot, and she is hammered on the play, and Preisler goes to the free throw line now for the Giltner Hornets. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Lisa Henselite. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 2 on the Falcons to the free throw line. Is Giltner. This is Abby Preisler. Her shot is up there at in. Preisler is a 53% foul shooter in the season. She is now 44 out of 82 from the free throw line this year. Giltner is a team hitting 50% of the free throws. Next shot is up there. It is good by Abby Preisler. And now Giltner has got a 4-3 lead here over Elkhorn Valley in this first round game of the Class D2 State Girls Basketball Tournament here in Lincoln. Pressure again by Giltner here in backcourt. Here's Jennifer Craver. Pass is going to be deflected, and now we got a 10-second violation called back here. Good defense by Giltner forcing the turnover as Elkhorn Valley is stuck here in backcourt. So Giltner will play things in off of the near sideline. They get it in out here to a Danny Most. Standing between the circles, and now on the dribble, takes it to the right side of the lane, stops there, comes over here to Randy Jensen. Jensen holds the ball. There's an entry pass to Preissler, kicks it back out to Jensen, moves it down in the corner. That's a Jordan Beek with the ball. Jump pass back out on top here. Abby Preissler takes a three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose is brought down here by Danny Most. Most has got it out to Hendricks. Her shot from the elbow is going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Danny Most. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Crabb. Jennifer Crabb with the ball. Dribbles out of trouble, gets to the near sideline, and now they come back the other way. Elkhorn Valley with the ball back in their offensive zone. Pass over here on the wing on the left side to Hens. A lighter shot for three is no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot good. Holly Dietrich gets the offensive board and the putback. She's averaging 14.7 on the season. She gets her first field goal here. Elkhorn Valley is out on top now by a score of 5-4 over Giltner. Down on the baseline, Jensen. Her shot's partially deflected. The ball brought down out of the hole. Follow shot is up and in. Jordan Beek. Got the ball there as the original shot was deflected. Jordan Beek comes down with it and scores for Giltner. So the Hornets back out on top of the score of 6-5 here in the ball game. We're in the first quarter from Lincoln Southwest. Oschlagel has got the ball. Giltner stays with their zone defense here. That's going to be Sonia Legate with the ball over there in between the rings. Comes over here to Jennifer Crabb, not a Legate. On the deep wing on the right side, dribble penetration, takes it into the lane, kicks it out here to Crabb. Her shot from 15 is up there, is off of the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound, it's loose, still loose, finally picked up by Preissler. Abby Preissler has got the ball. Now to Danny Mose, long pass down to four. Randy Jensen feeds over here to Darby Hendricks, dribbles down the right side of the lane, shot no good. Rebound Mose, follow shot is up there, no good. Rebound by Abby Preissler. Preissler gets it away, keeps the ball alive here for Giltner, back outside the ring. Jensen, now to Mose, shot for three, is off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to the Falcons. So three shots of the hole there for Giltner, and they come up empty. 6-5 is the score. It's Giltner with a one-point advantage here. As Legate has got it, bounce pass goes over to Crabb on the wing on the right side. Jennifer Crabb holds the ball, comes back here to Legate, dribble penetration into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's off of the left side. No good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose. It is picked up here by Legate. She grabs it, shoots and misses. Right in front of the hole, and a rebound is loose again underneath the basket, and now we got a jump ball is called. Sonia Legate misses an easy one there for Elkhorn Valley, and the Falcons come up empty here. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Elkhorn Valley, though, so they will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. We're in the first quarter, 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Class D2 here tonight from Lincoln Southwest. There's a bounce pass into the lane. Dietrich puts it up there. The shot is going to be too strong. Battle for the rebound. It's loose again. Who's got it? Dietrich does. Keeps it alive here for the Falcons. Over here to Oschlagel. The shot is good. Three-pointer there by Cammy Oschlagel. You give them enough chances, sooner or later, they'll get one to go down. Cammy Oschlagel scores there. Now she gets an interception. A turnover on Giltner. Oschlagel takes it down underneath the basket here to Dietrich. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Comes back outside. Here's Legate. Her three-pointer put up there. It's no good. Rebound in the lane again. Henselite brings it outside. And now we got a traveling violation or a foul. It's going to be a blocking foul on the Giltner. Boy, the Hornets are standing around on the boards here. Elkhorn Valley getting thirds and fourth shots at the hole here. And finally, a personal foul is called on the Giltner. It's going to go on Shane Vaught, who just checked in there. There's Oschlagel again. Free throw line extended left side. A three-pointer is put up there at end. Oschlagel gets a three to go down. And now Giltner wants to call a timeout as Elkhorn Valley has opened up an 11-6 lead over Giltner. The Falcons scoring the last 5 points here in the ball game. Check out the last 6 points of the contest. They've got the lead now by 5. We'll take a break. 2:47 to play in the first quarter. Elkhorn Valley 11, Giltner 6.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Mike Will back here at Lincoln Southwest. Here's another pass deflected out of bounds. Audrey Osborne just checked in there for Elkhorn Valley and deflects the ball out of bounds. Giltner got off to a great start tonight. And then the Hornets standing around on defense, allowing Elkhorn Valley to get second and thirds and even four shots in the hole here. And Elkhorn Valley has now built a five-point lead over Giltner in this first quarter. 11-6 is the score. Abby Preissler comes out to Danny Most between the rings here. Danny Most holds the ball high above her head for Giltner as Elkhorn Valley is now in the zone defense. Shane Vaught has got it down the wing. Back outside, faking the three is going to be Darby Hendricks. Drives it down the left side of the lane. The ball's going to be deflected. That's going to be brought out of there by Elkhorn Valley. Second turnover on Giltner here in the ball game. Here comes the Falcons back into the offensive scoring zone. Oschlagel has got it. Comes out to Sonia Legate. They get it down the high post to Henselight. Takes it down on the baseline. Oschlagel's three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound lost out of bounds by Giltner. It's going to be Elkhorn ball. Darby Hendricks had it in her hands there for Giltner and lost it out of bounds. So it's going to be Elkhorn Valley inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Elkhorn Valley with the lead here over Giltner by the score of 11-6. Winner plays in the semifinals tomorrow night at 8:45 at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Tammy Oschlagel has got the ball, works it back around, and a low block right side. The shot is up there and in. Lisa Hanselein scoring there for Elkhorn Valley. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Falcons have opened up a 13-6 lead here over Giltner. There's a shot from the free throw line, no good by Darby Hendricks. Rebound is loose again, and it's brought down by Audrey Osborne for Elkhorn Valley. One shot and out there for Giltner. There's a Jennifer Crabb with the ball in the deep wing right side. Brings it to the top of the key to Osborne. Osborne moves to her right. Now reverses the ball. Henselight. Now to Osborne again. To Henselight. Sizes up to three. Takes the three. Your shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Abby Preissler for Giltner. Out of pass to the far sideline. Danny Most has got the ball now. Danny gets it away. Now to Darby Hendricks. Brings the ball across the 10-second line with a waist-high dribble. Takes it to the far sideline. Shelby Hendricks dribbles inside. Throws up a 15-footer. Shot no good. Rebounded here on the weak side by Audrey Osborne. 1 minute to play here in the first quarter, 13-6. Elkhorn Valley with a lead over the Giltner Hornets here tonight. Jennifer Crabb with the ball, still working against this zone. Right side to Osborne, moves it down in the corner now to Oschlagel. To Osborne, left side, Jennifer Crabb holds it. Free throw line extended, bounce pass back to Osborne. On the wing on the right side, looking, comes back here, Jennifer Crabb. Left side of the lane. One bounce to the ball, sends it inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Danny Most as she runs it back now. Two on three. Most will hold up on the wing. Dribble penetration inside. 15-footer is up there, partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Cammie Oschlagel. Oschlagel has got it now for Elkhorn Valley as she gets the ball away. Here come the Falcons back in the offensive scoring zone. Jennifer Crabb out here. The ball tipped away. Crabb picks her back up. Bounce pass to Osborne. Down in the corner. Oschlagel for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Shane Vaught for Giltner. 9 seconds to play. Vaught gets the ball into the hands of Darby Hendricks. Runs her back the other way, down the right side of the lane to the baseline. Goes for the hole. Shot good. Darby Hendricks scoring there for Giltner, and time runs out here in the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books of our opening round game in Class D2 here tonight from Lincoln Southwest. The score after one, it is Elkhorn Valley 13, Giltner 8.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
There are only two stores in the state of Nebraska that carry the Elite Floorscape distinction, and the only one in central Nebraska is B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B Carpet was selected to carry this unique program because of our dedication to service and our commitment to your satisfaction. And being Floorscape stores means we can offer you the ultimate selection of Mohawk flooring and special warranties you can't get elsewhere. Discover the Floorscape's difference at B&B Carpet and Donovan, the area's only Floorscape store.
Nailed it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Your Girls State High School Tournament coverage on The Breeze brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. 13-8 is the score. Giltner is trailing Elkhorn Valley after the first quarter. Elkhorn Valley with the opening possession here in quarter number two. This is Sonia Legate with the ball. Legate goes down in the corner. on the right side. That's going to be Audrey Osborne. Brings it back to LeGate. Across the top, Jennifer Crabb. Giltner still stays in that zone defense. Rebounding has been a problem so far for the Hornets here in this first half. Jennifer Crabb out here in three-point territory. Moves it down in the corner to Osborne. Jump pass back out on the right side. On the wing, LeGate dribbles into the lane. Dumps it down low, and it's on his up and in. Lisa Henselite scoring there. Henselite gets the bucket. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. And the Elkhorn Valley has opened up a 15-8 lead now over the Hornets. Giltner comes back. They don't want to get into a scoring marathon with this bunch from Elkhorn Valley. Giltner's a team that's only averaging about 47 points per ball game on offense. And here's a traveling violation inside. It's going to go on Abby Preissler. They work the ball inside. Good position. Just to the left of the basket there, but Preissler's listed for the traveling violation. Ollie Dietrich comes back into the ball game now for Elkhorn Valley, replacing Cammie Oschlagel. 15-8. Elkhorn Valley has got the lead. It's going to be the Falcons with the basketball back in their offensive zone. Sonia LeGate, deep wing, comes across the top to Jennifer Crabb. Dribbles to the top of the three-point circle, and it backs her on out of there. Crabb, rainbow pass, goes to the far side. Sonia LeGate comes back over here. Here's a jumper by Crabb from 15. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. It's brought down here by Giltner. Rebounded there by Jordan Beek. Gets it away to Danny Bose, who has not scored so far here in the ball game for Giltner. She's averaging 13 points per ball game. Kelby Lyon back outside to Mose. She banks one home. Danny Mose banks one home from three-point territory. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And Giltner is back within 3 points now, or 4 points, 15-11. Elkhorn Valley with a lead. Here's Jennifer Crabb with the ball. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Sends a rainbow pass to the near sideline now. LeGate down in the corner. Osborne shot for three is around the rim and down. Healthy say her foot was on the line. Audrey Osborne hits a two-pointer with her foot on the line down there deep in the left corner. And it's now a 17-11 ball game in favor of Elkhorn Valley. Here comes Giltner back with the ball. Randy Jensen sends it inside. Back out to Most. Now it's right side. Jordan Beaker shot from 10 is no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there and in. Abby Preissler gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. 17-13. Elkhorn Valley with a four-point lead over Giltner. Jennifer Crabb with it. Again, comes to the near side. Sonia LeGate. It's a 1-3-1 zone defense here for Giltner. Over on the wing on the right side, Jennifer Crabb brings it back here to Sonia LeGate. Dribbles one, sends it down in the corner. Osborne wide open for three, takes a shot and hits it. Nope, again, they say her foot was on the line. Osborne has nailed 2 3-pointers, what appeared to be 3-pointers down here in the left corner. Both times her foot was on the line, so she's got 4 points. And it's a 19-13 ball game. A 6-point lead. Here's Preissler's shot in the lane. Is going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Elkhorn Valley basketball. 19-13 with 5 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the second quarter from Lincoln Southwest tonight. So Oschlager comes back into the ball game now for Elkhorn Valley. She's knocked down a 3 and a 2 so far tonight. She's back in the lineup here for the Falcons. The number 2-seeded Elkhorn Valley Falcons here tonight. There's a Jennifer Crabb with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Brings it here to Sonia LeGate. As the Giltner just stays in his zone defense, and Elkhorn Valley is passing the ball around the perimeter. There's an entry pass that's going to be deflected, and it's going to be brought down here by Randy Jensen. The fourth turnover on Elkhorn Valley, and now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Jensen came down with the ball there for Giltner, and now a personal foul is going to be called here. A foul is going to go on Giltner. It's going to go on Darby Hendricks in backcourt. Darby picks up her first personal foul. But a violation there on Giltner, as the Hornets got the turnover from Elkhorn Valley, but then they commit the personal foul back here offensively. So Elkhorn Valley gets the ball back. It's Oschlager with the ball, comes out to Sonia LeGate. LeGate brings it over here on the left side to Jennifer Crabb. Crabb looks, goes over there on the wing on the right side now to Oschlager. Shot for three is up there, rims off no good, and the rebound comes down to Kelby Lyon. Lyon has got it, now to Darby Hendricks into the forward court, now for Giltner. Weaves her way up the floor, down the lane, tries to dish off, the ball deflected, and it's taken out of there by Holly Dietrich. Turnover number 4 for Giltner in the ballgame. Dietrich gets it away. Now to Jennifer Crabb down the far sideline. They get it to Oschlager. She holds on to the ball out here. Cammie dribbles once. Gets it into the hands now of Sonia LeGate. Right side, Jennifer Crabb. Out to Oschlager again. 3:57 to play in the second quarter. It's 19-13. Elkhorn Valley with a 6-point lead. Down in the corner is Osborne. Lob pass back out on top. Oschlager dribbles down the lane. Shot is up there and in. Oschlager scoring there from about 10 feet away in the lane. She's got 7 points. And Elkhorn Valley is out on top by a score of 21-13. There's a turnover as Oschlagel steals the ball away here on the near sideline. The fifth turnover on Giltner here in the basketball game. 21-13, the Falcons have the lead over the Hornets here in the opening round of the girls state tournament in Lincoln. Out there is Asanya Legate. Legate moves it down in the corner now to Osborne. Comes back out to Legate on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass in the lane. They get it in there to Dietrich, now to Osborne, now to Legate. There's Oschlagel, top of the key, dribbles down the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner to Osborne. Lobs it back outside, Jennifer Crabb. Crabb gets it in the hands now of Sonia Legate. Got a very pressure type of defense here by Giltner as they just throw the ball around the perimeter. There's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Cammy Oschlagel. And the rebound comes down to Darby Hendricks. Hendricks dribbles behind her back here in backcourt. Brings it into the offensive zone. Giltner trailing by 8 points early in the basketball game. 2:45 to play here in the second quarter. Darby Hendricks, two-handed pass, comes over here to Randy Jensen. Now the Falcons are in a zone defense. Out on top, here's Hendricks. A shot for three is no good, and the rebound comes down to Osborne. Osborne for the Falcons. Elkhorn Valley running back the other way. Sonia Legate pulls up on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass, Oschlagel from the elbow. Shot is up there. Rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Darby Hendricks for Giltner. Darby brings her back the other way for the Hornets. There's a pass deflected. Big collision here on the sideline, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Giltner ball. It was intercepted there by Audrey Osborne, but her foot was on the line. Big collision there in front of the Falcons bench, but no foul called. No harm done, so Giltner will play things in here on the near sideline. 2:15 to play here in the second quarter. 21-13 to score. The Falcons of Elkhorn Valley out on top of Giltner here in the girls' state tournament from Lincoln. Shelby Hendricks with the ball, moves it down in the corner, Jordan Beek. Jordan moves to her left on the dribble, cross-court pass goes to the far sideline. Danny Most has got just 3 points so far in this ball game. Danny comes out here to Darby Hendricks, brings it back to the wing on the left side to Jordan Beek. Elkhorn Valley now in a man-to-man defense as they switch things up a little bit, and Giltner throws the ball away, trying to take the ball in the lane, but the pass was way over the head of everybody and out of bounds. The sixth turnover on Giltner here in the ball game. 1:49 to play in the second quarter, and we've got a timeout. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break. 1:49 to play in the second quarter from Lincoln Southwest. The score is Elkhorn Valley 21, Giltner 13.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our girls' state tournament coverage being brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in central Nebraska. 21-13 is the score. Elkhorn Valley with a lead over Giltner. Elkhorn Valley with the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Jennifer Crabb holds it 25 feet away from the basket. Goes to the right side. That's Oschlagel with the ball. Moves it down in the corner. That's Henselite. Back out here to Oschlagel. The Henselite deep in the corner. Now they get it to Asani Legate. They just throw the ball around here against the zone defense of Giltner. We're down to a minute and 19 seconds to play in the second quarter. Elkhorn Valley could conceivably run out the clock here in the second quarter and go for the final shot because Giltner is not pressuring anything past about the top of the three-point arc right now. There's Jennifer Kraber, shot from 15 feet away. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Oschlagel, and she puts it down through the hole. Cammy Oschlagel gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 9 points already here in the first half of play. Here comes Giltner coming back the other way. The Hornets in a hole early. Hendricks throws the ball out of bounds. She had it at the free throw line and threw it out of bounds. End of the ball game now. Abby Preisler coming out will be Shane Vaught. 23-13 is the score. As Elkhorn Valley has built a 10-point lead, they led 13-8 after the first quarter. So Giltner scored only 5 points here in the second period. Inside the free throw circle where the ball is going to be Henselite. Gets out here to Oschlagel. Over on the wing on the right side to Legate. She holds it. Free throw line extended. Moves to her right. Fires the ball inside. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's good. Holly Dietrich scoring. Turnaround jumper. Right side of the basket. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. She averages 14.7. Here comes Giltner back the other way with 20 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Hornets are down by 12 points, 25-13. Giltner with the ball. Shelby Hendricks here. Free throw line extended right side. Dribble penetration. Stops right side of the lane. Kicks it down in the corner. Most her three-pointer. Put up there and in. Danny Most has 2 3-pointers here in the first half. She's got 6 points. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. And 1 second at the buzzer. Shot is up. There is no good there by Sonia Legate. And that is the end of the second quarter of play. Legate kind of lost track of the time there and had to throw up a desperation three-pointer. Could have got a much better look here. She would have been advised on what the time was doing. But time runs out here in the first half of play. Elkhorn Valley has got the lead. At halftime, it's Elkhorn Valley 25, Giltner 16. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. And on your smartphone tonight at m.KLIQFM.com. We're at Lincoln Southwest here tonight. Opening round game in Class D2. Elkhorn Valley with a lead over Giltner tonight by a score of 25-16. Giltner scored first in the ball game here tonight. Elkhorn Valley came back to grab a 3-2 advantage. Giltner again went on top 4-3. It was a seesaw battle in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Giltner had the lead 6-5 when Elkhorn Valley scores 8 straight points to go out on top 13-6 in the first quarter. It was 13-8 at the end of one. Elkhorn Valley was able to open up a 8-point lead in the second half of 21-13. They went ahead 23-13. And now the score here at halftime, it is Elkhorn Valley 25 and Giltner 16. Hornets did not rebound the ball real well in the first quarter of play. A little bit better job in the second quarter. But Elkhorn Valley is still out on top here at halftime by a score of 25-16 in this Class D2 matchup. This is a battle between the second-seeded Falcons of Elkhorn Valley and the number 7-seeded Giltner Hornets in this opening round matchup here tonight. Your halftime show is brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll take a timeout, come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue on The Breeze.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop. Gives you more shopping center around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze 94.5.
All right, back at Lincoln Southwest, Girls State High School basketball tournament tonight here on The Breeze. In Class B going on tonight at Pershing. They are midway through the second quarter. Seward is out on top of McCook by a score of 50-8. Seward going for their 99th consecutive win here tonight in girls basketball. And the Blue Jays, ranked number one, the number one seeded team in Class B, all over McCook tonight, 50-8. They are midway through the second quarter of play. The ball game played at Pershing tonight. We're at halftime here, Elkhorn Valley out on top of Giltner by a score of 25-16. Checking the scoring in the first half for Elkhorn Valley. They're being led by Cammy Oschlagel so far. Oschlagel has knocked down 1 3-pointer. She's got 3 2-point field goals. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Lisa Henselite has got 7 points. She's got a 3 and a couple of 2-point field goals. She's got 7 here in the first half. Audrey Osborne has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Holly Dietrich has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Elkhorn Valley has not shot a free throw in the first half of play, yet they're out on top here by 9 points, 25-16. I've got them with just 4 turnovers in the basketball game. Giltner has turned the ball over 6 times in the first half. They have shot only 2 free throws tonight. They're 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Their leading scorer in the first 16 minutes of play has been Danny Most. She has been quiet for most of the first half, but she has nailed a couple of 3-pointers, and she's leading the Hornets in scoring here. She's got 6 points at halftime. Abby Preissler has got 4 points. She's got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jordan Beek has got 2 field goals and 4 points. And Darby Hendricks has got a field goal for 2. That is it for Giltner. They've got 16 points on the board here at halftime in their first appearance in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. And they trail Elkhorn Valley by a score of 25-16 here at halftime. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show on the Breeze. We'll get more after this.
Now here's 2 truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
The Breeze 94.5.
Mike Will back here at Lincoln Southwest. Opening round of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on the Breeze. So far tomorrow we'll have 2 games on the air for you on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. First game tomorrow is going to pit Minden up against Boone Central. That'll be a 9 o'clock start at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 8:50 for the pregame show. You can catch that ball game tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. And then at 10:35 pregame show, we'll be back here on the Breeze. It'll be the other semifinal game in Class C1 as Sandy Creek will take on Shadron. So the Minden ball game tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Sandy Creek tomorrow here on the Breeze beginning at 10:35. And if Giltner is able to come back and win this ball game, we'll also be with the Giltner Hornets tomorrow night. They will play at 8:45 down at Pershing against the winner of the next ball game coming up here at Lincoln Southwest between Falls City Sacred Hearts and Why Not. Again, the other scores around Lincoln. Midway through the second quarter of play in Class B, you've got Seward out on top. Another ball game over McCook. 50-8 is the score there. Weeping Water has got a lead in Class D2 as they've got the, or in Class D1, that should be. Weeping Water has got the lead in their ball game. No, it should be C2. Weeping Water and Lutheran High Northeast out on top. Lutheran High Northeast has got a 20-11 lead if they make the correction on the scores that they give us here. Lutheran High Northeast has got the lead over Weeping Water. They're at 20-11 at the end of the second quarter. They're at halftime. And also Lincoln Southeast has got the lead over Lincoln Southwest in Class A. The score is 29-19. And the other scores, in case you're joining us late, Class A, Omaha Central beat Fremont today 59-44. Papillion La Vista Northeast over Lincoln Northeast, or Papillion La Vista South over Lincoln Northeast, 58-41. Class B, Gretna over Elkhorn South today, 65-23. Beatrice beat Grand Island Northwest, 51-34. Class C won in a low-scoring affair. It was Boone Central over Columbus Scotus, 22-19. Minden came from 12 points down at halftime to down Hershey, 60-54. Shadron over Lincoln Christian in overtime, 51-49. Sandy Creek winners over Concordia, 58-41. Other scores from earlier today, it was North Platte St. Pat's beating Blue Hill, 47-34. Blue Hill went 1-for-9 in the field in the third quarter of play and lost a lead there and eventually lost to the Irish by a score of 47-34. Crofton over Shelby Rising City, 48-46. Class D1, Guardian Angels Central Catholic over Amherst, 54-46. Friend Gabe Exeter Milligan, 37-36. Hitchcock County over Sand Hills Thetford, 55-45. That was Humphrey beating St. Mary's today, 56-39. Class D2 finals from earlier today. Lindsay Holy Family, 67. Hayes Springs, 25. Howells over Ansley, 56-32. We're at halftime here tonight. Class D2 matchup. The Giltner Hornets find themselves trailing Elkhorn Valley by 9 points, 25-16. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Time for a new car? See Advantage Chevrolet, where you'll get total satisfaction for a lot less cash. Come test drive a hot new Chevrolet, and you'll see why everyone comes to Advantage Chevrolet to buy. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Those other dealers just talk, but he goes into action, and you get a great deal and total satisfaction.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, getting ready for the second half here at Lincoln Southwest here tonight. Giltner with some wood to chop in the second half there. Down by 9 points, 25-16. Elkhorn Valley led 13-8 after the first quarter, 25-16 here at halftime. Our state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Craig Weegis. He's your Pioneer seed dealer in central Nebraska. And by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. Halftime show, courtesy of Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Play is back in here in the second half. Elkhorn Valley has got the ball. Let's shoot to our basket to our right here. They've got the lead, 25-16. Giltner just stays in that zone defense. They played zone the entire way in the first half. Here's Elkhorn Valley driving the ball to the basket. That's going to be Sonia LeGates, and the ball is going to be tipped away. It's picked up here by Giltner. Turnover number five on Elkhorn Valley here in the basketball game. Giltner has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Danny Bose down in the corner. Her pass after the free throw line is going to be over the head of everybody. The ball is picked up here by Oschlagel. Gets the ball down the floor. It's going to be knocked out of bounds there by Danny Bose. And it's going to be Elkhorn Valley playing the ball in. So Giltner now has seven turnovers in the ball game. Elkhorn Valley has got five. The Falcons out on top by a score of 25-16. Here's Jennifer Crabb down in the corner. Oschlagel shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there and in. Sonia LeGate gets the offensive board and the putback. And now the Falcons have built an 11-point lead, 27-16 here early in the third quarter. The ball swatted away by Oschlagel and nearly goes out of bounds. Now it does. And they give the ball to Elkhorn Valley. Last touchdown there in the corner trying to get the ball back was Darby Hendricks of Giltner. That's going to be turnover number eight on the Hornets. So here comes Elkhorn Valley back with the ball, and they've got the lead here, 27-16. We're in the third quarter. Jennifer Crabb here, deep wing on the right side. Rainbow pass goes back to the far side. Sonia LeGate down in the corner. That's Oschlagel with the ball. Comes back out to LeGate. She lobs the ball to the near sideline to Crabb. They just throw the ball around the three-point arc here as Giltner stays in that zone. Bounce pass down in the corner. LeGate loses it. Now Oschlagel picks it back up. LeGate at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Sonia LeGate scoring there for Elkhorn Valley. She's got 4 points. And now the Falcons have opened up a 29-16 lead over Giltner. Here's another ball that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Oschlagels. That's three consecutive turnovers on the Giltner as Elkhorn Valley brings the ball back the other way. Jennifer Crabb comes out to Oschlagel. Oschlagel now puts it on the floor, gives it to Asanya Legate. Legate goes in a high post. That's a Henselite. Henselite, no to Oschlagel from the wing. First shot goes over there. No good. Rebounded here by Jennifer Crabb. Crabb brings it out on the wing on the right side to Henselite. Back inside the lane. Legate shot up and in. And now Elkhorn Valley scoring at will. And now Giltner wants to call a timeout. Not a lot of pressure coming from the defense of Giltner here in this one. And Elkhorn Valley has opened up a 15-point lead in this one. We got a timeout. Giltner with 5 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Elkhorn Valley 31, Giltner 16.
Dellcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Dellcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, Harb's Farm Supply. Supply.com for more information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So after grabbing the halftime lead, Elkhorn Valley has now scored the first 6 points of the third quarter, and they have opened up a 15-point lead over the Giltner Hornets here tonight. Matchup of number 2 against number 7 in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Your state tournament coverage on the Breeze tonight brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson. He is your Channel Seed dealer out of Hildreth. So Giltner has dug themselves a hole here if they want to advance in their first trip to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. They are down by 15 points at 31-16. Danny Bose with the ball down the far sideline. Now she's trapped as she brings it into the offensive zone, gets the ball away here. Shelby Hendricks has got the ball. Shelby over here to Katie Lockman, who's into the ball game for the first time. Out here to Hendricks in three-point territory, dribbling with the ball. It's a zone defense now for Elkhorn Valley. There's Hendricks, and she's going to be trapped, and now a foul is going to be called here on the Falcons. A personal foul going to be called on the Falcons. It's going to go on Holly Dietrich. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on Elkhorn Valley here in the second half of play. So Giltner will play it in here on the near sideline to get it to Shelby Hendricks. Hendricks dribbling the ball to the wing to the left side. Stops there, looking, goes over there to a Danny Most. Just the right of the lane over there. Now dribble penetration down the lane. She has it dribble off of the top of her foot. And it's going to be picked up here. Back the other way. Elkhorn Valley has got the ball. Legate drives for the basket. Shot is up there. No good. Rattles out. Offensive rebound. Follow shot. No good, but she's fouling the play. With the offensive board there was Holly Dietrich, and she is fouling the play here by Katie Lockman of Giltner. That's going to be her first. So we have some free throws coming up here. This is going to be Holly Dietrich going to the line. She's averaging 14.7 points per ball game. Her shot is up there. Her rim's off, no good. That is the first free throw of the night for Elkhorn Valley. And we're down to 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the third quarter. Giltner has shot just 2 free throws tonight. Dietrich will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is around the rim and down. So Holly's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Elkhorn Valley lead is now 32-16. 7 straight points here by the Falcons in the second half. There's Lockman with the ball just to the left of the circle over here. Gets it out here as they get it to Shelby Hendricks. Hendricks holds the ball against the zone defense of Elkhorn Valley. Lockman has got it, moves it down in the corner. That's Most with the ball. Most with it high above her head. Has to get rid of it. Now she does. Lockman has got it. Entry pass to get it to the free throw line. That's a Preissler. Back down to Most on the baseline. Her shot halfway down and falls off. No good. Down for the rebound. Is brought down here by Preissler. Abby Preissler bounce pass down low. Here's a shot by Beek that's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Audrey Osborne. So two shots at the hole there, and Giltner could not finish. Sonia Legate has got the ball, loses control of it, picks it up, and jams it inside to Dietrich. She spins, puts up a shot good. Holly Dietrich scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Elkhorn Valley now out on top by a score of 34-26, and they're starting to open up the lead here as they scored 9 straight points to begin the second half of play. Shelby Hendricks has got the ball out to Lockman. Well, they're looking for some kind of a spark here offensively. That's Lockman again having problems with it. Gets it into the hands of Hendricks. Now to Lockman again. Her pass is going to be deflected. It's going to be brought down by Elkhorn Valley. Oschlagel got the block and the pass, and Oschlagel picks it up for Elkhorn Valley. Falcons runner back the other way. Cammie Oschlagel has got the ball. Comes out to Sonia Legate. Legate brings it back to Oschlagel, picked up here by Moose. Over on the left side, Sonia Legate, dribble penetration, comes over to Oschlagel, down to the baseline. Osborne has got it. Oschlagel now, dribble penetration in the lane, puts up a shot, it's blocked down, but a foul called. It's going to go on Shelby Hendricks of Giltner. That's going to be his first, her first. They're going to the free throw line for Elkhorn Valley is going to be Cammy Oschlagel. She's got 10 points in the ball game thus far for Elkhorn Valley. This will be her first free throw of the night. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Elkhorn Valley now 2 out of 3 on free throws. And they have opened up a 35-16 lead over Giltner. 10 straight points now for the Falcons to begin this third quarter of play. It's going to be Cammy Oschlagel towing the mark here for her second shot. As she looks up there, the shot is up good. Nothing but twine for Cammy Oschlagel. And it's a 20-point lead for the Elkhorn Valley Falcons here over the Giltner Hornets in the Class D2 State High School Basketball Tournament down here in Lincoln. Giltner with the ball. Most has got it down in the corner on the left side. Most entry pass to get it inside to Preissler. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good, but a foul is called. Boy, Giltner cannot buy a bucket here offensively. There's a personal foul called, though, on Holly Dietrich of Elkhorn Valley. That's going to be her third. We have some free throws coming up now from Abby Preissler. She's the only girl to get to the free throw line tonight. She's 2 out of 2, make it 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. It's now 36-17. Shane Vaught comes into the ball game now for Giltner. Vaught did not score in the first half when she saw playing time. Next shot is up there. It's going to be short from Preissler. So it's 36-17. Giltner still without a field goal here in the second half. Ball swatted away, and now we've got Jennifer Crabb here on the near sideline, and the head coach for Elkhorn Valley pops up and calls a timeout here. So Brendan Dipper wants to call a timeout for the Falcons as Crabb was in some trouble down here in backcourt. We've got a timeout, 2:58 to play in the third quarter. It's Elkhorn Valley 36, Giltner 17.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Girls State Basketball in the Breeze, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in Central Nebraska. Last D2 matchup here tonight, Giltner has gone without a field goal in his third quarter, and they have fallen behind 36-17 to Elkhorn Valley. Jennifer Crabb has got it here on the wing on the right side, dribbles to her left. Now sends it back down in the corner, back out to Crabb. Pass over there on the left side, that's Osborne. Two-handed pass comes over to Jennifer Crabb, down on the baseline. To Emily Reed, who's into the ball game. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Goes up for the shot. It's swatted out of bounds there by Abby Preissler of Giltner. So Elkhorn Valley will play things in here in the corner. 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the third quarter. They have opened up a 36-17 lead over the Giltner Hornets here tonight. Audrey Osborne moves it down in the corner. Jennifer Crabb puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Sends it across the top. Now to Audrey Osborne. Back to Crabb as they work against his zone defense. Of Giltner, a 1-3-1 zone defense. Jennifer Crabb again over to Osborne. Left side of the floor, brings it back to Crabb. Right side of the lane, looking to penetrate. Crabb dribbling with the ball, now falls down. We got a foul called. A personal foul going to be called on Most. Danny Most of Giltner, that's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Hornets here in the second half of play. Elkhorn Valley plays things in. There's Oschlagel. She falls down, but the ball rolls out here to Emily Reed. Gets it out in three-point territory now. Out to Audrey Osborne. Osborne now to Oschlagel. Takes it to the free throw line, down the lane. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Reed. Her shot again is going to be blocked out of bounds. This time by Danny Most. So Reed comes in there for Elkhorn Valley. And she has two blocked shots. So Sonia Legate comes back into the ball game now for Cammy Oschlagel. Elkhorn Valley will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. And we got a traveling violation out on top. Traveling violation on Elkhorn Valley. That's going to be their 6th turnover of the ball game. Giltner has turned the ball over 11 times. The Hornets still looking for their first field goal of the second half. There's a pass underneath. The Mostert shot is up. There's no good. She misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Elkhorn Valley. Now we got a traveling violation on Emily Rude. A traveling violation on Rude of the Falcons. She grabs the offensive board, but then she is called for shuffling her feet. So Giltner will play things in. Here's Darby Henricks for three. Her shot is good. A three-pointer for Darby Henricks. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. And now Giltner wants to call a timeout. Giltner calls the timeout. They get their first field goal of the second half at the 1:33 mark of the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Elkhorn Valley 36, Giltner 20.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Darby Henricks nailing the first field goal of the second half for Giltner. But in the meantime, Elkhorn Valley had rattled off 11 points in a row. So Giltner still trailing here in the second half, down by 16 points at 36-20. A minute and 33 seconds to play here in the third period. Elkhorn Valley has got the ball. Osborne gets it down to the baseline. That's going to be Henselite, who's back into the ball game. Back outside is Sonia Legate. Dribble penetration in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Sonia Legate scoring there for Elkhorn Valley. She's got 4 field goals and 8 points. Falcons now leading by 18 here in this ball game, 38-20. There's a pass right side of the lane. Sean Vodder shot no good. Tip try is up and in. A tip try up and in. They'll give the bucket to Abby Preisler, who is just happened to be the right place at the right time with her hands in the air. Went ricocheting off of her hands and right down through the hole. Preisler now with 7 points in the ballgame. There's a pass intercepted back the other way by Shane Botts. A turnover on Elkhorn Valley. And now a traveling violation on Giltner. So they forced a turnover, and then Giltner gives it right back. 51 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's now a 38-22 ballgame. Jordan Beek comes back into the ballgame now for Giltner, replacing Shane Vox. It'll be Elkhorn Valley inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket, under a minute to go here in the third quarter. They just lob it in there on the baseline. Henselite shot's no good. We got a foul and a rebound. Henselite just to the right side of the basket, misses on the easy one right there, a little bunny. And now we got a personal foul call on Jennifer Crabb of Elkhorn Valley. That's going to be your first. So a rebounding foul on Crabb. Giltner will come back the other way to try to slice into the lead here. They're down by 16 points. Under a minute to go here in this third quarter. Shelby Henricks with the ball. Left side of the lane. Comes out here. 3 points here. It's way to Darby Henricks. Darby dribbles one. Sends it over to Danny Most. Free throw line. Extended right side. Entry pass. They get it to Jordan Beek. Now down low to Henricks. Henricks going to be called for the traveling violation. Shelby trying to take it to the hole there against Lisa Henselite. She's called for the traveling violation. Turnover number 13 on Giltner. Oschlago comes back into the ball game now for Elkhorn Valley. Going out will be Emily Rude. 38-22 is the score. The Falcons have the lead over the Giltner Hornets here. Inbounds pass is going to be lost out of bounds. Was it deflected out? No, they're going to give the ball back to, well, let's see. Officials look at one another. Now they're going to give the ball to Giltner as they will play things in underneath their own basket. So a turnover there on Elkhorn Valley. That's their ninth of the ball game. Giltner will play things in with 29.6 seconds to play. They get it into a Preisler, moves it down in the corner. That's Shelby Henricks with the ball. Henricks now to Darby Henricks. Gets it down low. Here's a shot up and in. Abby Preisler, left side of the lane, scores down low. She's got 9 points in the ballgame, 38-24. Here's Elkhorn Valley back the other way. Audrey Osborne has got it. Spins away. Takes it down the left sideline. Down in the corner to Crabb. Crabb gets it back to Osborne. 8 seconds. Across the top to Legate. Sonia Legate dribbles to the free throw line. Down the lane. Her runner is up there. No good. And she's fouling the play. And Legate will go to the free throw line now for Elkhorn Valley with 3.8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Shelby Henricks commits the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So Sonia Legate to the free throw line. She's got 8 points so far. 4 field goals here for the Falcons. Their shot is up there and the shot good. 4 out of 5 now in free throws for Elkhorn Valley here in the ballgame. Kelby Lyon comes into the ballgame now for Giltner, replacing Abby Preisler. 3.8 seconds to play here in quarter number 3. Elkhorn Valley with a lead over Giltner tonight, 39-24. Here comes the next shot there by Sonia Legate. It's up there, and it goes down through the hole. Hung on the lip and goes down. It's now 40-24. Here comes Giltner down the right sideline. Darby Hendricks will launch one from back court, and it's going to be far short, and that's the end of three quarters. Three quarters in the books here in the girls' Class D2 State High School Basketball Tournament from Lincoln. The score after three, Elkhorn Valley 40, Giltner 24.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball being brought to you in part tonight by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth, and by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. Here's a Giltner with the ball to begin this fourth quarter of play. Most down in the left baseline. Brings it up high on the block. Bounce pass comes back outside. A long three-pointer put up there and in. Darby Hendricks throwing down the three-pointer there for Giltner. She has now got 8 points in the ball game. The Hornets back within 13. Here's a steal now in backcourt. Randy Jansen gets the ball down the floor to Hendricks. A driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound is loose, and we got a jump ball called. So Elkhorn Valley turns the ball away here against this Giltner defense now. But Giltner, again, cannot close on the offensive end. The jump ball is called here, and the possession arrow pointing in favor of the Falcons, so they will play things in. We're in the fourth quarter of play. 40-27 is the score now. Elkhorn Valley has got the lead. There's a pass down the near sideline. It's going to be too far out of bounds. Gabby Oschlagel trying to bring it down the near sideline there to Jennifer Crabb. She throws it too far, so successive turnovers here by the Elkhorn Valley offense, and Giltner will have a chance here to slice in the lead. Hendricks moves it down in the corner to a Danny Most, fakes the three-pointer, dribbles into the lane. The ball's going to be swatted away. It is loose. It comes to the near side. It finally goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Giltner basketball. Last touchdown here by Sonia Legate of Elkhorn Valley. So Giltner will play things in right in front of the bench on the offensive end. Randy Jensen will get it into Darby Hendricks. Darby with the ball high above her head. Elkhorn Valley still in his zone defense. Over there on the right side of the deep wing is Danny Most. Top of the key now to Jordan Beek. Beek sends it back to Most. Free throw line extended right side. Most looking. Comes cross court now to Randy Jensen. She holds the ball now down on the baseline to Beek. Her shot's going to be blocked. It's going to be blocked down here. Blocked down by Lisa Henselite. And Lisa picks her up for Elkhorn Valley. Here come the Falcons back the other way. Henselite to Legate. Legate now to Jennifer Crabb. Pass back on top. That's Sonia Legate. Henselite down low. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Holly Diedrich. Ball is brought out of there by Danny Most of Giltner. Dribbles in the corner. Danny's still trying to get the ball up the floor. She does down the near sideline into the offensive zone. Here comes Giltner. They're trailing by 13 points here in the fourth quarter. 6:18 to play. There's a bounce pass inside. Mishandled by Jensen. Picked up on the baseline. A shot up there. No good by Weisler, but a traveling violation. A pass was intended for Randy Jensen, but it was off of her fingertips. Preissler picks it up, got to happy feet, and she's calling for the traveling violation. Turnover number 14 on Giltner. Here comes Elkhorn Valley back with the ball. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Henselite, and she lays it in. Lisa Henselite scores. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. 42-27. Again, it's a 15-point lead here. There's a pass to the free throw line intercepted. Intercepted by Audrey Osborne. Turnover number 15 on Giltner. Osborne brings it back into the offensive zone. Sonia Legate out here in three-point territory. Comes to the near side. Osborne holds it. Giltner stays in at 1-3-1 zone defense. Sonia Legate is dribbling the ball just across the mid-court stripe here. Gets it to Henselite. Now to Osborne on the right side. Osborne still out here in three-point territory. Down in the corner. Oschlagel with the ball. She holds it. Puts it on the floor. Dribble penetration in the lane. Dumps it off down low. It's going to be intercepted. Now a jump ball is called. Trying to get it down there to Holly Diedrich. Stepping in front of the pass was Darby Hendricks of Giltner. Then a jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Hornets. So that's a turnover on Elkhorn Valley, their 12th of the ball game. We're down to 5 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the contest. 42-27. Giltner trailing by 15. There's a pass. Hendricks has got it. She's double-teamed. Has to get rid of it. Hendricks two-handed pass to the far side. Jensen now down low. Preissler, her shot from the low block, no good. Rebound, Beek. She's tied up on the play. Now the arrow pointing in favor of Elkhorn Valley. So the Falcons will play things in here in backcourt. 5:06 to play in the fourth quarter. 42-27 is the score. Elkhorn Valley with the lead. They scored the first 11 points in the second half, and they have not been threatened here in the last couple of quarters. There's Andre Osborne with the ball. Gets it inside to Diedrich. Double team. Now comes back out to Osborne. Out to Sonia Legate out here in three-point territory. Legate dribbling to the ball. Jansen comes out to pick her up defensively. There's Henselight. Brings it back to Osborne. So about 25 feet away from the basket out here in three-point territory. Far sideline. They get it to Sonia Legate. Now to Osborne again. Dribble penetration. Heads for the goal. Stops right side of the lane. Comes out between the circles now to Sonia Legate. Again, Randy Jensen out there for Giltner defensively. There's a pass inside the free throw circle to Henselight. Now to Osborne on the baseline. Shot good. Audrey Osborne scores on a 15-footer off of the right baseline. She's got three field goals and 6 points now. It's 44-27 in favor of Elkhorn Valley. There's a nice pass down low. Abby Preissler fires it up there, and she scores. She's now got 11 points in the ball game, and now Giltner calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Elkhorn Valley 44, Giltner 29.
Time for a new car? See Advantage Chevrolet, where you'll get total satisfaction for a lot less cash. Come test drive a hot new Chevrolet, and you'll see why everyone comes to Advantage Chevrolet to buy. Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Those other dealers just talk, but he goes into action, and you get a great deal and total satisfaction.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Action for the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament being brought to you in part on The Breeze by Craig Weegis. He's your Pioneer seed dealer in Central Nebraska. Lutheran High Northeast with a lead over Weeping Water in Class C2 heading into the fourth quarter. It is 34-19. Class A, you've got Lincoln Southeast out on top of Lincoln Southwest by a score of 44-31. Seward had a big lead over McCook in the Class B battle in the opening round. In fact, it was 50-8 midway through the second quarter. There's a steal in backcourt. The shot is up there and in by Abby Preissler. Preissler gets a steal in backcourt and scores. She's got 13 points in the ballgame. There's another steal by Preissler. Her shot is up and in. Back-to-back turnovers by Elkhorn Valley. Preissler scores on both field goals, and now it's 44-33. Here's Elkhorn Valley with the ball as they try to bring it up the floor. They do. Finally, they got a breakaway. Henselight, her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Preissler again for Giltner. And then the ball's going to be swatted out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers here by Elkhorn Valley by Abby Preissler. Great job defensively by Preissler. She gets a couple of cheap field goals down here. Preissler now with 15 points in the ball game, and Giltner is back to within 11 points at 44-33. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play. There's a shot taken by Darby Hendricks. It's going to be partially deflected. Hendricks gets it back, dribbles to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Darby Hendricks now with 10 points in the ballgame. That is 44-35. Giltner is back within 9 points. There's another pass deflected. Jordan Beek has got it for Giltner. Another turnover on Elkhorn Valley. Giltner is within 9 points here as we approach the three-minute mark. Preissler at the elbow, and she's calling for the traveling violation. 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Elkhorn Valley has had this baby in the bag here in the second half, and now we get a timeout as the head coach for Elkhorn Valley, Brendan Dittmer, wants to get his team under control. About three straight turnovers there for the Falcons, and Giltner is right back into the ballgame here. 3:09 to play in the fourth quarter. Elkhorn Valley 44, Giltner 35. We'll have more after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Elkhorn Valley had a 20-point lead with midway through the third quarter, 36-16. It's now 44-35. Giltner all of a sudden has found their offensive punch here. And the Hornets are back within 9 points. Elkhorn Valley will inbound the ball. We got 3 minutes and 9 seconds to play. They're in the fourth quarter from Lincoln Southwest. And now Giltner will apply some full-court pressure back here. Elkhorn Valley brings it up the floor down the left sideline. Henselite has got it now to Cammie Oschlagel. And now to Sonia Legate. Giltner has gone to a man-to-man defense here. They got to force the action now. They're still trailing by 9 points. And now we got a foul called here. A personal foul is going to be called on Darby Hendricks of Giltner. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 5 on the Hornets here in the second half. Elkhorn Valley has got 3 team fouls. Falcons will play things in. We're down to 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Henselite has got the ball right side of the lane. Henselite holds it, lobs the ball. Inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Giltner. Another turnover on the Falcons. That's number 16. Giltner can slice into the lead right here. It's a 3-possession ball game right now. 44-35 down to the baseline. Jordan Beek has got it. She drives, puts it up there from 10. Shot good. Jordan Beek scores. She's got 6 points, and it's 44-37 in favor of Elkhorn Valley. Here come the Falcons down the near sideline, and a pushing foul is going to be called here on Darby Hendricks. A third foul on Darby. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Giltner. So no free throws here. We got 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 44-37. Giltner has come from 20 points down to make this maybe a ball game. Sonia Legate has got the ball here. Legate gets the ball to Oschlagel. Dribble penetration all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Preissler. And the ball is recovered here by Danny Most. Danny down the right sideline now for Giltner. Goes all the way down the right side of the lane. Kicks it down in the corner to Randy Jansen. Back inside. Here's a shot by Preissler. No good, and the foul is called. Abby Preissler has come out of nowhere for Giltner here in this second half of play. And now she'll go to the free throw line for Giltner. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Lisa Henselite. That's going to be her second. So Abby Preissler to the free throw line. She's got 15 points in the ball game. Her shot good. She's now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. 16 in the ball game. Unbelievable. Giltner is within 6 points. They had a 20-point deficit to make up halfway through the third quarter. Next shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound is loose. The scramble is on. It's still loose. 3-4 players at the deck. And finally, a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow putting in favor of Giltner, so the Hornets will play things in. Giltner has got it on the alternating jump. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Now plenty of time here for Giltner. It's a 2-possession ball game at 44-38. Giltner plays things in. Danny Most has got it. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts it up to the shot. Good. Danny Most scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game. It's 44-40 in favor of Elkhorn Valley. 1 minute and 50 seconds to play here in the ball game. Down the near sideline, long pass ahead. They get the ball to Henselite, and she has it knocked out of her hands at the last second by Darby Hendricks. 1 minute and 46 seconds to play in the ball game. Giltner has come from 20 points down here in the second half. They trail by just 4 points. Elkhorn Valley will play things in. Right underneath the basket, the shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Dietrich. Follow shot by Dietrich, no good. Follow shot is going to be blocked out of her hands. The ball is loose, and we got a foul called. Dietrich getting a couple of shots at the bucket there, and then a personal foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Elkhorn Valley. A personal foul, a rebounding foul on Cammie Oschlagel. That's going to be her first personal foul. And Giltner has got the ball here, trailing by 4 points with 1 minute and 40 seconds to play in the basketball game. Now plenty of time here for Giltner. As they come back, Darby Hendricks has got the ball to Danny Most. Down on the baseline, here's Jordan Beek. Beek holds the ball, drives the baseline, it's cut off. Beek looking, bounce pass goes inside. Preissler shots will be blocked down, and the ball is recovered here by Holly Dietrich. Elkhorn Valley has got the ball. 1:20 to play in the ball game. It's 44-40, and now we got a timeout called here by Elkhorn Valley. Giltner has come storming back here in the second half of play at Lincoln Southwest. We got 1 minute and 19 seconds to play here in this one. Don't go away. It is Elkhorn Valley 44, Giltner 40.
There are only two stores in the state of Nebraska that carry the Elite Floorscape distinction, and the only one in central Nebraska is B&B Carpet in Donovan. B&B Carpet was selected to carry this unique program because of our dedication to service and our commitment to your satisfaction. And being Floorscape stores means we can offer you the ultimate selection of Mohawk flooring and special warranties you can't get elsewhere. Discover the Floorscape's difference at B&B Carpet in Donovan, the area's only Floorscape store.
Nailed it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball coverage brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River, and by Zeke Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer in Hildreth. Giltner has come from 20 points down here in the second half. They had absolutely nothing going offensively through the first two and a half quarters, fell behind 36-16. Then all of a sudden, the Hornets started pressuring on defense, got some turnovers. They're ignited offensively now. The Hornets are back within 4 points, 44-40, as Elkhorn Valley looks to play the ball in a five-second violation. Holly Dietrich unable to inbound the ball coming out of the timeout. Here on the near sideline, Elkhorn Valley turns it over for the 17th time, and now Giltner has got the ball back, or trailing by 4 points here. As we approach the one-minute mark, Randy Jensen has got a free throw line extended right side. Lobs it into Jordan Beek, now down on the baseline. Giltner has got it. That's Abby Preisler. She's had the hot hand here in the second half. Out on top, Danny Bost has got it. Bost out here in three-point territory. Drives it to the elbow. She's tied up in the play. Jump ball is called. Danny Bost trying to take it down the right sideline, or right down the right side of the lane. She runs right into Audrey Osborne, who ties her up. Arrow is pointing in favor of Elkhorn Valley. That's a turnover on Giltner. That's their 17th turnover of the ball game. We're down to 57 seconds to play in the ball game. Elkhorn Valley with a four-point lead, 44-40. Here's Sonia Legate. Legate gets it back here to Henselite. Brings it into the offensive zone down the left sideline. Henselite gets it out to Sonia Legate, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Fouled out here in three-point territory by Randy Jensen of Giltner. That's going to be your first. Going to the free throw line will be Legate. He's got 10 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Elkhorn Valley 44, Giltner 40. The Falcons are the number 2 seeded team here in the Class D2 state tournament field. Osborne to the free throw, rather Legate to the free throw line. His shot is up there. Rattles out, no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1, and the rebound comes down to Danny Mose. Down the far sideline, Danny's got the ball here for Giltner. Danny brings it over here to Beek. Her shot is up there, good. Jordan Beek scores. It's now 44-42 with 30 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. We'll take another timeout. 33.7 seconds to play. It's now Elkhorn Valley 44, Giltner 42.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
What a ball game here tonight. The Class D2 opener here for the Giltner Hornets. Giltner has come from 20 points down here in the second half. It's now a two-point ball game, 44-42. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Giltner down the stretch. 34.5 seconds to play. Elkhorn Valley will inbound the ball. The number two seeded Falcons. They will inbound the ball. They get it to Akami Oshlago. She loses control of the ball, but it's knocked out of her hands. She runs into Preisler and Danny Bost, and the ball goes trickling out of bounds. Well, they say it was last touched here by Giltner. Now 32.2 seconds to play. Holly Dietrich will inbound the ball, gets it down the near sideline. Sonia Legate has got it. Legate, double team. Legate gets the ball away. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be loosened. Picked up by Giltner. A turnover on Elkhorn Valley. Giltner has got the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Preisler has got it now to Danny Mose. Forces up a shot. No good. Rebound. Danny Mose shot in the lane. No good. Rebound comes down to Elkhorn Valley. Falcons have the ball, 11 seconds to play, and now we've got a foul in backcourt. Danny Most had two shots from about 10 feet away in the lane there for Giltner that would not go. And then a personal foul is going to be called here on the Darby Hendricks. Danny Most with a couple of shots from point-blank range right in front of the basket in the paint. That would have tied the ball game up. And now with 11.5 seconds to play, to the free throw line, Sonia Legate for Elkhorn Valley. Two out of three so far tonight. Their shot is up there. Shot rims off. No good. Rebound, Giltner. Danny Most has got the ball down the right sideline. Danny with 7 seconds into the forecourt. Danny Most trapped over there. Gets the ball away to Darby Hendricks. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Her pass intercepted. Intercepted. The game is over. Audrey Osborne intercepts the ball on the right side of the lane. The ball game is over. Elkhorn Valley hangs on to the victory here tonight. Now, wait a minute. We got officials meeting out here in the center of the floor. We're going to have a personal foul called here. We got a personal foul going to be called here. And now we're going to come over and talk with the folks from Elkhorn Valley. We got a personal foul called. We got 4 seconds to play, or they put 4 seconds back on the clock here. We got a personal foul going to be called. It's going to go on Danny Most, I think, of Giltner. They're going to put 4 seconds back on the clock. How they came up with that, I don't know. They're going to put 4 seconds back on the clock here. Audrey Osborne will go to the free throw line now for Elkhorn Valley. The Falcons going to have nobody but Osborne around the lane here. As Danny, or Osborne will go to the free throw line. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Giltner. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Osborne misses. The free throw is rebounded by Giltner. And the ball game is over. So Giltner comes from 20 points down. They got it within 2 points. And Giltner had plenty of chances at the end. Two missed shots by Danny Most and another possession for Giltner in the final seconds of the ball game. And the Elkhorn Valley Falcons survive here tonight. The number 2-seeded Falcons knock off Giltner tonight by 2 points, 44-42. That'll do it for the ball game. Stick around. We've got the post-game show coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Lindquist Welding and Supply Company is your full-service ag and metal shop, including material handling equipment and harvesting adapters. In business since 1969, Lindquist Welding is a name you can depend on. Call 402-849-2264. Lindquist Welding and Supply Company in Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Lincoln Southwest as the Giltner Hornets, in their first state tournament appearance ever, comes back from 20 points down in the second half of play. Had it down to 2 points in the final seconds of the ball game. Danny Most missed a couple of short jumpers in the lane that would not go. They also had a turnover in the final possession. And the Elkhorn Valley Falcons go on to win the ball game tonight by a score of 44-40. They're in the basketball game here tonight. Let's check that. 44-42 was the final score in favor of Elkhorn Valley here tonight. You're listening to the post-game show here today, brought to you by Bonds Printers. Bonds Printers celebrating more than 80 years and three generations. As your full-service printer, Bonds Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. So again, the final score, 44-42. Elkhorn Valley wins it here tonight. Abby Preisler led the way tonight for Giltner. She scored 16 points in the ball game. She had 12 of those in the second half of play, and really she was the one-man wrecking crew down the stretch here for Giltner. She scores 16 points in the ball game. Darby Hendricks had 10 points. Jordan Beek had 8, and Danny Most had 8 points in the ball game tonight. Giltner hitting 4 out of 5 free throws in the ball game here tonight. Sonia Legate, Cammie Oschlagel were the players in double figures tonight for Elkhorn Valley. Oschlagel had 12. Sonia Legate had 10. Lisa Henselite had 9 points in the ball game tonight, 7 for Holly Diedrich and 6 for Audrey Osborne. Elkhorn Valley, 5 out of 9 from the free throw line of the ball game tonight. They had 18 turnovers. Giltner, they had 17 turnovers, and they were just 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. But again, a couple of missed shots by Danny Most in the lane in the closing seconds. A turnover in the final seconds, and Elkhorn Valley survives here tonight over Giltner, winning by the score of 44-42. So a great appearance by Giltner, although they come up short here tonight. Giltner finishes the season at 16 wins and 8 losses. We'll take our break here for Vons Printers. We'll come back. You're listening to the post-game show brought to you by Vons Printers on the Breeze.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vons Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vons Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vons Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
In the Class A game tonight, Lincoln Southeast has beaten Lincoln Southwest by a score of 54-45. Lutheran High Northeast has won over Weeping Water tonight by a score of 56-24. And it was Elkhorn Valley knocking off Giltner here tonight by a score of 44-42. Seward is also going to win as they had a big lead over McCook, still waiting for a final score in that ball game. So we've got 2 games coming up tomorrow on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio, down to our final 2 teams here on day number 2. Tomorrow morning, we'll have the Minden Whippets on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. It'll be Minden taking on Boone Central tomorrow at 9, 8:50 for the pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. And tomorrow here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, you will get Shadron up against Sandy Creek in the semifinals in Class C1. And that'll be here on the Breeze beginning at about 10:35 tomorrow morning. So both semifinal games on our network of stations tomorrow, Minden in Class C1 on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, and we'll have Sandy Creek in the other semifinal ball game here on the Breeze beginning at about 10:35. So that'll wrap things up from Lincoln Southwest tonight. A 20-point comeback nearly completed there by the Giltner Hornets. They trailed by 20 at 36-16 midway through the third quarter. Got it down to 2 in the closing seconds, 44-42. But it was Elkhorn Valley holding on for the win tonight as they beat Giltner by the score of 44-42. That'll do it from Lincoln Southwest here tonight. From my producer and engineer, Maggie Rudolph, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.